Increasing persecution in Uzbekistan hinders a ministry. A scripture distribution project reaches for the heart of U.S. cities, and prayer is needed for a musicianary. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Authorities in Uzbekistan are cracking down on Christians. Recent raids, detentions, and other forms of government stalking have been on the rise in the last few days. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba is concerned about the pattern they're seeing.
It looks like the officials are targeting everybody who is talking about his faith, claiming that they are there to destroy their country.
It's harassment that has nothing to do with the new religion law.
They were in their homes, they were in their churches. They were doing what their constitution allows. They were praying and reading the Bible. But they incriminate them under their terrorist act that they are trying to put people on uprising against of their own government.
The pressure hasn't stopped the gospel. Evangelical Christians have gone underground.
That's who they are after. The more pressure they create, their more success within the underground movement.
Meanwhile, International Christian Concern reports that three Middle Eastern extremists will spend the next two decades in jail. Last May, the radicals planned to bomb a Catholic church in Jordan. A judge recently gave the trio 22 years in jail for the plot. Traditionally, Jordan has had a record of religious freedom. Recent U.S. reports warn that Jordan and Algeria are new spots of Islamic fundamentalism. You can ask others to pray with you for peace in Jordan. You're listening to Mission Network News. Shrinking newspaper circulations are helping International Bible Society send the light. City Reachers is one of their projects that creates regionally customized New Testaments and distributes them through a local newspaper. Paul Tollison says that with circulations down, they've begun door-to-door interaction.
We are encouraging them to knock on the door, to invite people to come to church, try to actually hand it to someone rather than just hang it on the doorknob.
Distributions are next month for Hialeah, Florida and Fort Worth, Texas.
We are doing a English-Spanish Gospel of John. They're being distributed by members of churches in Fort Worth. We'll be delivering about 86,000 New Testaments.
Is City Reachers effective? Tollison says it is.
A lady came to church, and at the end of the service, they had an altar call, and she came forward. He asked her, "What brought you to church this morning?" And she reached into her purse and pulled out our City Reachers New Testament. And she found that church on the newspaper bag.
Go to our website to find out how you can help. Next, interested in the criminal justice system? Now you can get weekly updates on prison ministry in a stimulating way. Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa explains.
We need to have a format that helps us stand out as the content helps us stand out. And so beginning this year, we've begun a new series of weekly 15-minute broadcasts under Crossroad Connection. But it's sort of like a variety program.
The program includes interviews with important people, book reviews, and letters from prisoners. Scheringa says the purpose of listening to the program is
so that they can be engaged, so they can become volunteers in various organizations that are helping needy people. It's not ultimately only about prison ministry, but it's about helping people in need and people who are at risk.
The broadcast can be found online, along with more about how Crossroads is changing the lives of inmates with the gospel. And finally, I'd like you to be praying for a dear friend of Mission Network News. Christian singer Bobby Michaels was serving with his missionaries ministry in Cambodia when he passed out. Family spokesperson says Michaels was rushed to the hospital, where it was discovered his heart was only functioning at 30%. He was transferred to Bangkok, Thailand. During his treatment there, his heart stopped three times, requiring doctors to resuscitate him. Pray for healing and for comfort for the family. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're most effective in evangelism by how you live. St. Francis Assisi is credited with saying, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words." I'd like to help you remember that and help Mission Network News at the same time. For a gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Point of Grace CD called How You Live. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.